If you're a woman seeking a safe space to hear genuine conversations about faith, family, mental health, and life as a modern day woman, then girl, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Desiree Ofori podcast.
Hi, hey, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Desiree Ofori podcast. I'm Desiree. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple iTunes or any of your favorite podcast platforms, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are watching this on YouTube, thank you so much for clicking that thumbnail button. So today we're going to be talking about stop making withdrawals from expired seasons. This is a revelation that I got last week. And it was something that hit me so hard. I had to share it with two other people. And then I was like, no, this is something that also needs to be shared with so many others. Because whenever you do come across this video or this podcast episode, it's going to hit you in all the right places. And it's going to help you to have the confidence to start moving forward into the season that God has already provided for you. Like, there is no knocking that needs to happen. There is no pleading that needs to happen. The season is before you, and you just need to access it and stop trying to access an expired season. So I had a birthday last week, and I went to the store to pick up some essentials for my kids because they were going on an overnight trip. And I waited to the last minute to pack their things and realize that there were some essentials that they needed that I did not prepare for ahead of time. So I was running out of time, and I had to go to the store, just get the things that they need and be able to pack them up so that they can be on their way. I also had received some birthday money by that time, and I was going to spend it earlier in the week, but I was like, oh no, just kind of like, oh no, I'll get it later, you know, procrastinating and just being like, oh no, just. Like, you get money, you know, like, I don't really want to spend, now that I have money, I don't know if I don't really want to spend it yet. Let me just wait on it. But I also knew that I did not want to spend this money on my children. I did not want to spend it on my family. I wanted it to be for me. And I know a lot of you moms can relate to that. A lot of parents, you're like, yeah, when I get something, I just automatically just give it back to my family instead of keeping it for me. And that's something that I'm trying to find that balance and break myself out of. So this birthday, I was like, whatever I get, like, I want it for me. I don't want it to spend it on the kids. But I went to the store, got to the cash register, was going to pay with our personal bank account. And there's a sign that came up that said stolen card. And this happened two or three times. I told the cashier, and she's like, yeah, it's showing up for me. And I'm like, I promise you, this card is not stolen. Maybe it's because I've never spent this much at this store. I was just kind of like beginning to freak out a little bit. And then I was like, I have my birthday money. And then I started to feel like, I have to use my birthday money to pay for these things. Here I'm doing what I said I didn't want to do. So I pay for the things. I go to the gas station just to double check, and the car needed gas anyway. Card declined. So I had to use pretty much all the birthday money that I had received up to that point. My birthday week. I go home trying to think about like what happened, and then I realized my card is about to expire in about 3 or 4 more weeks, but I have a other debit card that came in the mail several weeks before that I had not activated. And so I was like, maybe the bank went ahead and closed this debit card because I need to access and open up and activate the other one. Pulled it out, activated it, went to the store later that evening. The card worked fine. And the revelation came to me. Well, two revelations. One is that I need to stop procrastinating. If I had not procrastinated, I wouldn't have been in this predicament. And that's a word for somebody else. You procrastinate, you keep putting things aside and putting them like, oh, end time. I'm waiting for the right time, waiting for the right time. Stop trying to wait for the right time. There is no right time. If the opportunity presents itself and you have peace about it, go do the thing. If you're like, I don't have peace about it, if it's coming from a place of I'm afraid to move forward, then that's something that you got to work on. But like, if you have peace about it, like, go do it, move it, make it happen. But the second and biggest thing that I got was that you need to stop trying to make withdrawals from expired seasons. And then for me, in that case, it was trying to make a withdrawal from an expired debit card. I had access to abundance, but I was using the wrong source, and I was trying to tap into an expired season when there was another one waiting for me that had presented to me several weeks before that I had ignored. And had I not ignored it, I would not have been in this situation. But also, you would not be getting this revelation. So I guess, you know, you win some, you lose some, but it was a great lesson nonetheless. I wrote in my journal, of course, and I will let you know that I am writing a new devotional journal. It's going to be a guided devotional journal, and a lot of the content in that devotional, a lot of the passages are actually coming from my very own journal writings. I'm a avid journal, I don't even know that's the right term, avid journal writer. I love to write. I'm a writer by nature, and I love journaling because it helps me to just process a lot of things. And there's a lot of messages and a lot of word that God reveals to me when I'm writing. Like sometimes he will just take over and literally write for me. And when I go back and read it, I realize like that definitely wasn't me. And I know I can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit when it switches, when it's not me coming writing and venting or trying to process, but he is giving me insight and giving me understanding and giving me wisdom, and it ends up on the page. And so I'm going to read a portion of the journal entry from that revelation, but I just wanted to make that shameless plug that a new devotional is coming out. I'm not too set yet on the title of it, so I won't really mention what the title that I'm thinking of it is, but I've shared portions of my journal before, and if you enjoy that, just know that there's more that's coming for you. So I'm so excited about that. And that will be available. I'm going to speak it. It's going to be available the beginning of this fall. So excited. But this is a journal part that I'm going to share with you, that after I got that revelation of stop trying to make withdrawals from expired season, this is what I wrote in my journal. How many things am I trying to access, use, tap into, withdraw from that has expired? It's not that I can't have access to abundance. It's that I need to access it from the correct source in the activated season and place. I shredded the old card, and I need to shred old mindsets that served a purpose in one season but would not be able to serve purpose in the season I'm entering in. Correction, the season I've entered. I've entered into a new season. 39. I'm 39 years old, y'all. And it's time to activate it in faith, to take action, walk and talk and think as this new season requires of me. The old ways aren't going to work here anymore. It's time to move and operate where access has been granted. I won't look back at the old season in disdain. I'll look back in gratitude for the lessons it taught me, for the growth I gained, even the pain I experienced that propelled me to change. Now it's time to move forward. Don't waste that experience trying to live in the past and hold on to expired places, people, and things. It's time to move forward. There are so many things that I have walked through, have experienced, that when I look back, it's like, oh, I wish I could go back. Those were the good old days. Things were easier. And there's also things that I'm like, nah, I'm good. I never want to experience that again. Like, I'm grateful for the lessons that I learned, but I don't want to go through that again. But it's especially hard to move on from things that you grew comfortable in, even the toxic things, because there are some toxic things. There's just some dysfunction that we get comfortable in because we've been in it for so long. And it's hard to move forward. It's hard to move on. And we hold on to it not because we want to stay in that, you know, toxicity or in those bad places, but it's because we don't really know how to function in new places and places that would grow us and allow us to thrive and allow us to be celebrated. There are some seasons that are waiting for you to be celebrated in. There are some seasons that are waiting for you to thrive in that don't require the broken down version of you, because there are some experiences, some people, some relationships that thrive on the broken up version of you, the unhealed version of you, the struggling version of you, and they're reaping the benefits of it. But there is a season for you where people can celebrate your growth. They can celebrate the healed version of you, the restored version of you, the powerful version of you, the smarter version of you. And it's waiting for you, but you are holding yourself back. And it's time to stop trying to make withdrawals from those expired seasons. There are also some seasons that it's very obvious that time has ended, either because of a breakup, a falling out, a closed door, a closed opportunity. Like, it's just obvious, like, okay, that season is done. But sometimes it's hard for us to let go of it because, again, like, you've been so comfortable, or this was a hope and a dream that you had and you finally got it and then it's gone. And it's like, wait, but I don't know what else there is. Like, wait a minute, hold on. But also, there are some new opportunities that are waiting for you, that new relationships, new friendships, new jobs, new careers that are waiting for you and has presented itself to you, but you have said no, or you have ignored it. Like, I ignored my card, and you're still trying to make access over here when it's like, this ain't it, sis, or bro, this ain't it. This is it right here. I'm giving it to you. Just open up your hands, let go, release whatever it is that you're holding on so tight, to release it so that you can receive and move into what God has for you. There's a scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. A lot of us know it. It's the part that talks about all the different seasons, a time for this, a time for that. And I'm going to read that for you. And then we'll talk a little bit more, and then I'm going to pray for you. So again, it's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 through 8 in the New Living Translation. And it says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." Y'all, there is a season for everything under the sun. And I know that leaving old seasons that you're comfortable in can feel like, oh my God, it's ripping me apart. But I promise you, what is waiting for you on the other side of you closing that chapter and moving on to the new one is so, so, so worth it. And like I said earlier, like, I don't look back at the past in disdain. Like, there are some things that I'm like, oh, I wish I didn't have to go through that. I wish that I never had to experience that. But it taught me so much. And there's other seasons where I'm like, oh, I wish I could go back in time. Like, it was so fun. But that served a purpose then. Like, that season, that experience, those people that I was with, those, that person that I was, cannot operate, does not have capacity for this new thing that is waiting for me, this new abundance that is waiting for me. So the longer that I try to hold on to the past and not just be like, oh, forget the past, throw away the past, because I mean, look at the Bible. It is a history book, but there's so much wisdom and knowledge and understanding that it gives us, that it feeds us, that we learn from other people's experiences and stories that are still applicable today. Like, you can still learn and look back at the past and learn and receive what you got from it, but you don't need to hold on to it so tight that it's like, I can't move on because this is all I know, when there's so much more that's waiting for you. We level up, we level up, we level up, we level up. And every time you experience something new, you go through something hard, you experience something exciting, you're constantly picking up tools and your capacity is constantly growing and growing and growing if you allow yourself to grow. And there are some things that of who you were that just is not going to be able to handle where you're going to. So you got to give yourself permission to move on to the new place. So let me pray for you. And I just pray that this was a blessing to you. Let me know in the comments, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you were able to relate to this, if it was an eye opener for you. And if you are listening to this on any of the podcast platforms, if you have the option to leave a review, please leave a review about this episode so others can find it and be blessed by it as well. So let's pray. God, thank you so much for everything you are, everything that you've been, everything that you teach us, every opportunity, every revelation, like every new season that you bring for us. Thank you, God, so much for who you are and just being like an amazing God. I pray that you would help us to move on in the seasons of life and to know that, as you say in your word in Ecclesiastic, there's a time for everything, and that we would be able to understand those times when it's time to be in that season and when it's time to move on. And I pray, Lord God, that you would give us the confidence and the boldness to let go of the past and be able to move on into the future and to access what you have for us. I pray, Lord God, that anybody who is struggling with letting go, when they need to let go, you have so much more for them. I pray, Lord God, that you would give them a supernatural confidence and a supernatural peace to know that I can move forward. I can do this. This is my sign to let go and let God and to move forward. I pray that you would help them to do that. And those who are looking ahead and like, I see it, I know what's available for me, but I'm just so scared because I don't know what to expect. I don't have all the details, that you would also give them peace, and that you would also give them a bold faith to make that leap of faith and to jump with you, knowing that you've got them and that there is nothing that you would bring to them that they would not be able to handle and to get through. I thank you, Lord God, for all of these things. I pray a special blessing. May your face shine upon those who are listening and whose heart are changing. Change our hearts to want what you want for us, to have the confidence that you have in us to move forward and do what you have called us to do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, you guys, until next time, stay well and be blessed. Bye.
Okay, one more thing before you leave. If you found any value in today's episode, do yourself and others a favor. Don't just keep it to yourself. Spread the word. Screenshot it, share it on social media, send a link to it via text message to your friend group. Let people know that this was valuable and that it will help change their lives. Also, it would mean so much to me if you can go and leave us a review on Apple iTunes so that other people who are shopping podcasts know that this is worth their time. And if you haven't already joined our email list, go ahead and look at the description bar. The link will be there. Until next time, be blessed and stay well.